This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Everything is looking good. Just one quick note. At the end, can you find a way to mention Garrett Schultz twice? Hank seems to be particularly pacified by that one.
Double the Garretts, got it. Dr. Ward...
Director?
Director Ward. Everything is so much clearer since you've arrived.
Tim. I just want to get you the help you need.
Right. I'm still a little worried about the fate of the world. Should I be contacting anyone to let them know? Friends or a loved one or...
I see. Well, this is disappointing.
What?
I thought we'd finally gotten through to you, but maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should have gone to someone who would take this seriously, like Phoebe Judge.
No, I can do my part.
You're sure?
Yes, see, I'll show you. Let's get started. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. As proof, it contains all the flaws and tiny imperfections that are the hallmark of everyday life. Don't believe us? Listen for yourself. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Makes you think.
Man, I hate to say it. What a sad funeral.
I know.
It's definitely one of the sadder ones I have ever attended. But I was so worried about Trongo. You know, Trongo and Saucy Kyle have become very good friends lately.
Really? I had no idea. I had no idea anybody was friends with Saucy Kyle.
Yeah, Trongo called Saucy Kyle Papa. And I gotta say, Papa loves Trongo.
Well, I suppose that Stan had no choice but to murder Saucy Kyle as is his want in life. But
yeah. Can I ask you guys, did anybody feel weird about being at a funeral for someone, in this case Saucy Kyle, who a week previously we had casually said, oh, you can kill Saucy Kyle. So in some ways, that's on us.
In some ways, but in other ways, it definitely is not.
Well, in one way, it's on us in that we said that. But in all other ways, it is not on us. And can I just say, I think I pinpointed why this funeral was so sad. I've been to so many funerals in Nibblebottom, and it feels like there's always someone being like, uh-oh, dead time. Or someone being like, wake him up. And I realized that was Saucy Kyle.
No.
Right.
He brought such levity and joy to all the previous funerals, and now that we're at his funeral, no one's doing that for him.
Yes, yeah. No one laughed once at that funeral. That's a bad funeral.
Yeah, I tried to make a fart sound. And I just got shushed.
Yeah. Ugh, terrible. By Condiment Kyle.
Yes. Ugh. Blah.
Yeah. Well,
wish
I...
Condiment Kyle was dead. Maybe next week.
Look, back to the point about whether it's our fault or not. Sure. After the episode was over, did I hand a knife directly to Stan? Yes. Mm-hmm. Did I then,
then
push...
Two ways, that's our fault.
Then did I push that knife into Saucy Kyle's abdomen?
Three ways.
Not very much. It was mostly Stan. So I don't feel any responsibility whatsoever.
Well, now that that's out of the way. Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Podcast. We're doing this now?
Yeah. I mean, the funeral was 10 minutes ago. Like, it's done.
Oh, okay.
Turn the page.
Life is for the living and for the content that the living make.
Green leather, mauve leather. All right, I'm ready.
Oh, I almost forgot. Oh, God. This is so embarrassing. We ride together.
We die together.
Bad boys for life.
You know you need a unique orc. Okay, I'm ready.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp.
Is there anything else we can do to just kind of freshen up this opening and perhaps, you know, put a new spin on it, breathe some new life into the show? Like, perhaps you could say, HFTMT.
I'm going to ask your question in just a second, but first I have to ask, did you interrupt and then take a beat to think about why you're interrupting?
No, I hadn't fully formed the idea about what I was suggesting, but I knew that we needed something new. Hello from HFTMT.
Sorry,
HFTMT.
I can't quite, my brain won't allow me to grasp. What are you saying? Hello from
HFTMT.
HFTMT. Oh!
How is it possible that it sounds like you're saying several letters at exactly the same time?
HFTMT.
Oh, HFTMT. Horse fuckers talk much talk. Is that our new podcast?
Are you saying, like, high-definition Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Like, what are you saying?
No, it's just an acronym. It's hipper, it's cooler. You know, Saucy Kyle's gone now, so who's going to just, you know, make wonderful quips and make us all laugh? Mm. I know this is a serious podcast, and you're a serious journalist. Ugh, but that's boring.
All right, fine. Look, I'll validate your idea, Usador. Go ahead. Do your weird way of starting the episode.
No, I'm doing... Okay. Yo, HFTMT.
Hey, Artie.
You're sort of blasting at you here. Who wants to get naughty?
I'm sorry, time out. We never signed off on the yo.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Trojan horse that in.
I know. If I had known there was going to be a yo, I would never have approved that.
And of course, Arnie, I'll tell you about the Trojan horse another time. Here in Foon, it's a weird bedtime story.
Sounds sexy.
But Usador, I am on board with the abbreviation. It's just the yo's.
Okay.
So, is there a compromise there?
Oi.
Could you do it again without the yo's? Because I didn't listen to anything after that. The yo's.
It's HFTMT, and this is Usador blasting at you. Who wants to get naughty? Let's get into our carts and drive around town and find some horses to spank. Spank those horses.
Auga.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hated all of that.
I don't know why I was compelled to make those. You sort of was pressing on the top of my head, and I just made those sounds.
Are you a sound badger?
Maybe. That was kind of fun.
Here, Usador, say something, and then I'm going to press Chunt's head.
Let's eat a whole pig.
Kick shit.
That's
kind of fun. Bonkers. Huh.
Interesting.
I think this is exactly what the show needs.
Okay. Well, I am joined, as always, by my zoo crew, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Ladies love pistachios.
Huh, that was a weird preset.
And Usador the Wizard, who is dead and is a ghost.
That's right. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiangalk. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hukstenges. And I was known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. But now I'm blasting at you with my full flavor, with my cantina buddies, eating chips and getting naked.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know, Arnie. This is kind of exciting.
I guess so. I feel like this is more like a drive time thing.
Let's make some prank calls. And by calls, I mean send weird letters.
Okay, here's a scroll.
Yeah.
Here's a scroll for you, Usador. And here's... Okay. Oh, wait, here. This is a scroll that already has writing on it. Oh, I forgot. I got another scroll from Krelbar, who's threatening to kill me because I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
Krelbar.
You know what I noticed on the back of the scroll? It came from Droopy Knocker's retirement home for villains.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's ever said the phrase, it came from Droopy Knocker's.
Snob.
Now, what you're telling me is Krelbar, that despicable villain, one of my most hated enemies, is retired and living in a retirement home?
Maybe that's why you thought he was dead.
Oh, maybe. Well, I will have to look into this because I'm quite interested. I hope he's well until I murder him for his evil acts of despicableness.
But guys, can I just say enough death talk? All right,
let's,
of the episode, let's talk about life. Let's live life. That's what Saucy Kyle would want us to do.
Wait, that reminded me of something.
Mm-hmm.
Life, live your life, live hard. Hard bread. Bread is food. Feed Quinyarvin? Fuck. Did we ever feed? Oh, no.
I'm sure I magically sent him some food. I wouldn't worry about it.
He's an elf, so he was able to survive without food for at least 8 or 9 weeks. And that wasn't more than 8 or 9 weeks ago that we left him in that dungeon, right?
Motherfucker, no. I wrote DQ on the back of my hand so I'd remember to feed him. But then I think I lost my hand and had to regrow it. I feel so bad.
Oh, fuck. Is this another Otak thing where we just... totally forgot to do something for way too long.
What did we forget to do for Otak?
Usador, do you mind? Are you able to fast travel us? Did we discover the gate near, where was he at?
Castle Skullmaster.
Did we discover the gateway?
Okay, every
can
time,
we fast travel?
Every time we touch one of the tapestries, we can then go to any of the other tapestries that we've touched.
What? You never told me that before. Why have we spent weeks traveling so many other times?
Well, because we hadn't touched the tapestries there yet.
It's simple as that, Arnie. We hadn't touched the tapestries. Yo. Listen up.
So we can only fast travel to places we've already been.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Okay, let's fast travel. Here we go. Everyone touch Usador.
I'm so sorry, though. I also have a threatening scroll from Skullmaster, who also wants to kill me. I don't want to go to Castle Skullmaster.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of threatening scrolls these days, now being the greatest warrior in Foon. I'm pretty sure your time is limited here on this world. We'll have a very nice funeral for you, and I promise that someone will fill in for Saucy Kyle and make fun of you the whole time.
Yeah, Arnie, I understand there's all these threats at your door as you read these scrolls, but a wise man once said, life is for the living.
Oh, shit, that's right. That was so wise. This is a weird coincidence, but is it just me or over there by the bar? Is that Nathaniel Quinyarvin?
Don't say his name, first of all. And second of all, yes, it looks very much like him.
That is a spitting image.
I only could recognize him because he's staring right at me and scowling. I'd know that scowl anywhere.
Let me say his name, because if you say it, it'll anger him. Nathaniel Quinyarvin, please join us over here. He's walking over here.
Greetings from the forest.
Oh. Hey.
Indeed. Your eyes do not deceive you, Fiangalik. Tis I, Nathaniel Quinyarvin.
Oh, what an honor to see you again. One of my dear friends. You must sit with us and crush a cup and tell us all the tales that have transpired since we last saw thee.
Can I get you some mozzarella wands? You hungry, bud?
Chunt, my shape-shifting friend. 'Tis an honor, as always, to see you. And yes, oh. I would love some of those aforementioned wands.
Oh, great.
And human.
That is Harney.
Hello.
We've been through a lot together over the years.
Have we? Have we been through a lot together? Or have a lot of terrible injustices and indignities been perpetrated upon me at your hands? How would you classify it?
I think it's the second one.
I wouldn't say at my hands. I would say at worst as a result of my neglect.
Is it a human thing to make a division between those two things? Is one worse than the other? Is neglect worse than doing it yourself?
He's got you there.
Yeah, that is a human thing. So, Daff, if I can call you Daff.
Ooh. You may not.
Oof.
How you doing, buddy? What have you been up to? We haven't seen you since Castle Skullmaster.
Ah, human. What have I not been up to? I have kicked the sky atop the highest mountain in Foon.
Oh.
I have sampled the very nectar of the gods.
Oh.
I died. I befriended a fox.
Wait. You sampled the nectar? Was it a free sample?
It was. They were just handing it out.
Wow.
It is so sweet. I thought it was going to be, you know, pretty good. Nectar of the gods, you think, like, that's okay. Mm. That's saying something. And then you try it, and oh, my gods, it's even better than you could imagine.
Yeah, as an elf, you often get to drink ambrosia, so you're like, oh, nectar of the gods, no biggie. But then you have it, and you're like, wow, wowsy, wow, 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 yo.
Indeed, it made me say something that I thought I would never say, and that thing was, yo, nectar is baller.
Kind of weird, slowed down like that. So after the nectar, you died, and then what was...
Yep. I befriended a fox.
Oh.
Yes,
oh.
I have a fox friend.
Little bow tie?
After I befriended him, I gave him a bow tie.
Oh.
So that everyone in the forest would know that he is a special fox. Aww. He is Nathaniel's friend.
I love that.
I hope that the fox didn't grow up and you grew up at the same time, and then you had to kick it to death.
I... have not gotten to that point yet.
Okay, good.
Thankfully. Although, if now that you bring it up, I am sensing a conflict brewing in our friendship. His name is, I named him Centauri.
Well, elves and foxes, natural enemies, everyone knows. So that's wonderful that you befriended a fox.
Well, I should clarify more that he was not the first fox that I befriended.
Was he like the 20th, 22nd?
He was the 21st Centauri Fox that I befriended.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Indeed, yes.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Nathaniel, sorry, I might have misheard. You got the ambrosia. Free sample sounds incredible. The nectar of the gods. Mm-hmm. You befriended a fox, a Centauri Fox. Somewhere in the valley between those two things, you mentioned...
I kicked the sky atop the tile.
You just kicked the sky. That's very. You must be very flexible. Very flexible. And then there's something else.
I climbed the mountain. And so at the top of the mountain, you're basically kicking the sky.
Now, are you still kicking backwards?
Oh, yes. Yes, I kick backwards and forwards and sideways. And I've found that my flexibility has greatly increased lately.
Can you kick wonky ways?
Sometimes.
Wonderful.
Ooh, the mozzarella wands are here. And I got you a side of runch and married Nera sauce.
Ah, thank you. The sight of these wands fills my heart with gratitude and wonder, although I cannot eat them because I am dead and a ghost.
That's what it was. Oh, no.
Oh, right.
And so you died from... Like you kicked too hard and your leg came out of your socket and died, or your heart died, or what? It's probably not starvation related, right?
The nectar was so good you died.
Mm. Like, oh, I could just die.
It was not starvation related.
Oh. So it's not on us.
It was not entirely upon you, I will say.
It was on us in one way.
It was on you in one way, in that you did forget to send me food when I was in the dungeon. So I did want to sort of circle back and see what happened there in terms of remembering your friend DQ and the thing that he needed for his survival, like what happened there.
Yeah, we'll earmark that topic to return to that.
Yeah, we should take a quick break, and then maybe we'll talk about that after the break.
We'll be right back.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, Nathaniel, now that you mention it, you are just a little bit translucent. Like, I can kind of see the bar behind you through you.
Yes. So you can see part of the thing that's behind me and not just light coming through me. So, human, would you say that I'm, in fact, slightly transparent?
Okay.
All He's right. got you there.
You fool.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is a wonderful coincidence. I, too, am a ghost right now. As you know, of course, the Dark Lord was killed by me, and I completed my true purpose, and now... having done so, what was Usador ascended to the realms of Ephesius, and now all that's left is this ghost, Boo.
Fiangalic, my condolences, and also my congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
It is odd that I have not seen you at any of, like, the ghost meetups or...
Right.
The afterlife get-togethers that I see from time to time, like ghost stuff. I haven't seen you.
Right. Well, I've been very busy. You know, unfinished business and all that sort of nonsense. That's why a wizard even becomes a ghost. Usually a wizard just turns into a shaft of light and shoots off into the sky. And, I just have things I have to do here. I have to protect Arnie, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a full-time job.
You said it.
And, of course, I want to make sure Chunk gets through school.
Ooga! Oh, sorry, you knocked my head a little bit.
Well, and, there's just other little things I want to take care of. Like, I always wanted to write a book.
Sure, yes. The wisdom contained in a wizard's mind should be shared. Not to mention the number of pithy quotations and... sayings that you could share with all of us. Perhaps at the beginning and ends of each chapter, there's just a little like, oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a chapter here if anyone would like me to read from the book.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Always take some change with you. You never know when you're going to need some cash. Usador.
Wait, you're quoting yourself at the beginning of your chapters?
You just heard what he said. There's pithy wisdom here.
That's a little forward.
That's good. I did like that a lot. You never know when you'll need some cash.
And Nathaniel, I just want to apologize. Clearly, I am partially responsible for not remembering to feed you. But like Ysor said, I've been so fucking bogged down with school. I missed a few classes, and I didn't want to be like this truant shapeshifter. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of homework, and I've had detention. And I stood up to teacher, and that was like a big deal. And like everyone was like cheering for me. I stood on top of my desk, and it was like this big moment. But then I got in trouble for that. So school's been pretty wild. I had a girlfriend for a while, had a boyfriend for a while. What else? Got gum stuck in my fur. I feel like I'm boring you.
No.
In the second year you went to school, there was that guy who got murdered, but then they kind of didn't talk about that in the subsequent years.
Oh, yeah. That was so weird.
That's really weird.
So weird.
Sure. Sure. That sounds just like a full slate.
I invented Badger Ball, and then we went to state for Badger Ball, but then it turned out we went to state because we were the only Badger Ball team, because nobody else has heard of Badger Ball, and when we explained it to them, they didn't want to play it.
Sure, what common else? Problem. What Tough to get a new sport off the ground.
What was the most unappealing aspect of Badger Ball that made people not want to play it?
I think it's because you had to have a willing badger. You had to have a badger who was willing to be kicked while they were curled up in a ball. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the badger is the ball.
And I was having a blast. I was like, "Wee!" You know, kick the hell out of me. But when they would find other badgers, common badgers from the forest, if I may use that term, they were not so game. And Daniel, you are right. You don't hear a lot of new sports getting off the ground. And you don't really stop to think about how hard it is to create a new sport that people can get really excited about.
That's a real pickle. I don't know how you do it.
Wait, it is weird. It's more than just having to get a team together. You've got to get at least two teams together just to start.
When you said real pickle, I had a vision. Hear me out. From real pickle, we play real ball. Two teams meet in the center of a field. They both touch a ball, and they agree that it's real. Whoever's last to agree loses.
See, you need two teams for that, too. That'll be tough.
We can probably get some teams together here. Trongo's pretty upset. Probably the game would be good for Trongo. Maybe I can even magically turn its boat legs back into regular legs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what about ghost ball? The two of you should play ghost ball. You're both ghosts. Just pass a ball through each other to prove you're ghosts.
Yes, pass it through me.
Of course. Of course, I'll conjure it out of the ectoplasm floating all about me. And here you go. Here's a ball. Right through you.
Oh, yes. It felt strange passing through me, and now I shall pass it through you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm solid right now. I forgot to be out of phase with reality, so I apologize for that.
So I just won Ghost Ball, then?
You won. Great job.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I think it's catching on.
So Fiang Yalik is a ghost, and Chunt was busy with school. Human, what was your excuse for not feeding me in the dungeon?
Oh, well, you know, I've been very busy, of course, with this podcast. But I don't know if you've heard, I am now the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
I have heard that, and of all the things I have ever heard, that is the one that stretches credulity the most.
It's true. I accidentally killed Arnor the Warrior, and so now I am the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
Nonsense.
I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, but it did happen. Technically, he is the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and to Arnie's credit, he has recently fought many vampires.
Yes.
In an attempt to do good, and, you know, I think...
Wait, sorry. Sorry, you said to Arnie's credit. Can I see the laptop real quick? I don't know if I told you this. I've been adding Arnie's credits on IMDb. What was the credit we want to add?
Kill a lot of vampires.
Okay.
Castle Hawkspire.
Says not found, but I'll go ahead and publish that anyway. There you go.
Look, on IMDb, you put in any name, it's something somewhere. Kill a lot of vampires has got to exist.
Okay, let's see here. Tom Skerritt? Directed by Sam Mendes? Is that something?
I'd watch it.
Written by Diablo Cody.
Getting better.
These are such weird names. Earthlings have such weird names.
I've always thought that.
Would you like to hear the story of how I died?
Oh, yes. Is there a foreword by Usador?
Yes. I believe I have asked him to write the foreword to the story. Usador, if you please.
Yes, here we go.
Only makes sense for a ghost to do the forward for another ghost, doing a solid. Well, that, sorry, that came out wrong. Not doing a solid, doing a...
translucent.
A non-solid.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Prihi Davin.
Huh, you didn't pay him for that, did you?
We will negotiate his payment upon
smart
receipt that was not as pithy as I was hoping. Although very useful.
Yeah, of course. And now I'd love to hear that. Let me just get comfortable on the table. Love to hear the story of your death.
You may remember when last we met, I was the founder of a new movement and school of thought that was definitely not a cult, called Kickism.
That's right.
Not a cult, for sure.
Thank you. Agreed. And though I did not receive food from you in the dungeon, I was eventually rescued by my devout followers, most of whom, by pure coincidence, were female. And no one tells you when you start a new school of thought that a lot of your time is just management, just dealing with people and problems and time and, you know, not as much kicking as you would like. So I have followers coming up and saying, you know, Nathaniel, come kick with me. And another follower says, oh, come sit by this brook and meditate about kicking with me. And it just gets to be a lot. And so you start giving them little things and promises, guarantees. I found that one maiden was very excited when I, as the master, called her the one.
As the what?
I'm sorry, the master. It's just easier.
Of a
school of thought.
Arnie, it's just easier.
I remember.
As the master, I said that you are the one true bride of the master. And it made her so happy that I, the next time I was in a bit of a stew, told another maiden that she was the one true bride of the master. Long story short, I told it to like 30 maidens. And I didn't think that they would talk to each other about it. And then...
How many maidens were in this, not a cult?
Like 30. I told all of them. I told all of them.
You didn't think any of them would talk to each other?
Not about this. I thought that would be like a cool secret between us. Yeah. Because I told them when I said that they were the one true bride, I said, hey, let's keep this a cool secret between us.
Sure. So you obviously got, you know, in a very tough spot in this not a cult, but you haven't quite told us how you went clear.
Yes. So they talked to each other and they got really mad and they tore me limb from limb.
Oh, that'd do it.
And that I ascended. I tried to get away by climbing the ladder. There was a ladder nearby, like it was up to a loft in a barn, but they just followed. They climbed the ladder with me.
Now, I've always been so curious. Just when you use the term limb from limb, you've experienced being torn limb from limb. To me, all the limbs are connected to a sort of a thorax, abdomen area, a central mass,
right? Mm-hmm.
So when they say tearing limb from limb, is it something where they, like, take off a leg, sew it onto an arm, and then take that off? How does that work?
Chunt, my good friend, I regret to inform you that that is exactly what happened.
Oh no, your precious legs, your beautiful legs.
My beautiful, long, incredibly powerful legs were...
Those kick sticks. I love your kick sticks.
Sewn and contorted into the most vile of creations, and then torn asunder.
Did it hurt more the first time or the second time?
Surprisingly, the second.
Huh.
You wouldn't think so because no. It's just a fresh stitch, but it was the worst. Mm. I'll tell you know what is the second what time was bad. The third time got a little better because
so
I knew.
So it kept happening.
Because I knew what the second time was like, so I was sure. ready for it. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth time, it got bad again.
I have to ask, though, how would Ani remembering to bring you food have helped?
I feel like I just would have had a full stomach for the ladder climbing. Yeah. I could have climbed it faster and pulled it up behind me.
Possibly. It sounds like you're going clear anyway. You're going to end up translucent regardless of food. It's just how I see it.
The end result is I went clear. Yeah, or at least semi-transparent.
Transparent.
Speaking of clear, I think my conscience is totally translucent on this one because, you know, I've been responsible for a lot of stuff, but this one is just not on me.
Whatever you need to tell yourself, human, to sleep soundly at night is what you will tell yourself.
I don't know how you update this thing, Chund. It looks like there's just a bunch of Jackbox party pack shit on here.
Party pack. That's fun to say. Party pack.
Party pack.
Party pack. Yo, 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 yo. Party pack.
Yo, 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 yo. Party pack.
Wait, it doesn't have my episode of You Can't Do That on Television?
I don't see it, no.
This again. You always bring that up. You said you got slimed?
Yeah.
Next to Alanis Morissette?
And Moose.
What is that? Oh, what does that mean? Nathaniel, what happened to the 30 maidens?
They, as near as I could tell from my limb-from-limb form, which very quickly became ghost-like, they sort of started their own thing, and it turns out that they're super close now. Mm. I guess lying to them sort of brought them all close together, and they've formed a sort of collective where they take the spirit of Kikism and extend it outward. I think that they've sort of lost the thread a bit in getting away from kicking solely as the school of thought through which all thoughts are presented, but they're doing fine. They started a farm commune thing and they're super happy, which honestly is infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you're not happy for them?
It's like this is what it could have been and what I was trying to get to, and I don't know why everyone got so mad at me, at the guy who brought everyone together. It's like, what can you do? You can't win for losing.
Mm-hmm. And this is where I do the outro for the story. Yeah.
Yes. This is the afterword, if you would, Isidore.
An apple a day, a dragon won't slay.
An apple a day, a dragon won't slay. Now, famously, dragons don't slay. Knights slay.
Right, okay. But eating an apple a day won't slay a dragon. It just doesn't rhyme when you say it in that order.
I see. Well, if you're willing to believe that, I have some tiger spray to sell you, my dear man.
Give it to me. How much money do you want?
20 gold?
I'll give you 40. That's my final offer.
No deal.
DQ, are all of our questions going to be in your book?
Oh, yes.
Will that one be in the book?
Yes. This is all just going right.
What about that one?
Yep. That one, too. All this going right in. It'll be more of an oral history, I suppose, and a transcribed conversation. So, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, if this is an oral history, I've got some crazy stories about Chevy Chase being a real asshole.
I'm sorry, what?
Never mind. It goes back to my time when you can't do that on television.
I want to hear one. Arnie, I want to hear one. You, sir, quick, do an intro so Arnie can tell the story about Chevy Chase being an asshole.
Well, let's see. Don't ever give your only sword to your enemy.
So it was the first season of You Can't Do That on Television. This is before we hired Barf the sort of really gross old guy who would play like the restaurant owner or the dad.
Ooh, was Alistair there already?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
And so in that first season, it was Chevy Chase. And look, was there something about him? Did he have a certain charisma? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But he was like, I gotta get off of this Canadian television show. And he just sort of left us behind. And that's fine.
Whoa, he left you behind. Can you do that on TV?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing. That was fine. But what was worse is when he came back to do a guest spot, and you can't do that on television, and he was just a jerk to everybody, and he was attacking people with his little bird, and I took him out into the hallway, and I said, medium talons.
I'll get the outro on this, Usador.
Thank you.
The difference between a brown noser and an ass kisser is depth perception.
Very good.
And then all of that will also be in my book.
Oh, in your book.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yep.
Smart.
You're getting a lot of good content here today.
Oh, wait, you can't release that. I'm still trying to get Chevy Chase on this podcast.
Too late. It's in the book.
Oh, shit.
Well, we need to take a break and figure out how to come back from this huge mistake we've made. If you're out there, Mr. Chase, I apologize.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
He said that? Oh. Never mind. Fuck Chevy Chase.
DQ, what are you going to do? Look, I know this is my catchphrase, but what's next?
Yes. The eternal question. No less thoughtful, even coming from the mouth of such an abhorrent being as you, human. What is next? For I find myself as this ghostly figure, able to go anywhere and do almost anything. And yet, my heart goes back to what it has always wanted.
Yes?
To kick. It has lost some of its pleasure, I must admit. My shin and feet sort of just pass through things.
Right.
When I'm sure, experience that all the time, Fiang Yalik as a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Just pass through things that you reach for. And
yeah, I look at me pass right through this chair I'm sitting on. Whoa!
It was more falling out of a chair.
Yeah, passed right through that.
With an exaggerated pratfall than a ghost thing.
Yeah, because I was just so non-corporeal, you know?
You know,
what are you gonna do?
I thought for some reason an exaggerated pratfall would be pretty funny. It's just kind of sad. Arnie, what did you say happened to that Chevy Chase? Anyway, sorry, we got off topic.
It would have been funny, Chunt, if Saucy Kyle had been here to be like, look at him, or something. Mm-hmm. You know, just the way he said it would have been funny.
Well, no, he's Chevy Chase and Kyle's not. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. So, Nathaniel, you want to kick?
I do. I want to kick people's faces. I want to kick trees. I want to kick mountains. And I can. I just sort of float there and extend my ghostly limbs.
Yeah.
Are they
You're not really kicking anything. You're just sort of kicking near things.
Wow.
Arnie. Well,
now, hold on. This is a philosophical question that we must answer. Now, Nathaniel Quinyarvin is not making contact with the things he's kicking at. But in essence, is he still not kicking?
I think he's kicking. He's just not kicking those things.
But isn't he?
If we're asking philosophical questions, I have one from a while ago when you got torn limb from limb. When you had your limb torn off, at what point, how many limbs did have to be ripped off you for you to stop being Nathaniel Quinyarvin? Because when they replace the limb, is it still Nathaniel Quinyarvin, or is it a brand new person when they reapply your limbs? Does that make sense?
I think around the fifth time I stopped being Nathaniel Quinyarvin and started being just a sort of being of pure pain.
Yeah.
And without name or form or thought or function. Mm-hmm.
Like a Cenobite. Arnie, stop raising hell.
This seems like an insult.
I'm a bit of a nerd for those references. I'm a pinhead.
Is it still kicking if one does not make contact? Or is it perhaps the most purest form of kicking? Kicking for kicking's sake.
Yeah, do you have to hit something to really kick? I guess not.
Yes, I think the outcome is not the point. I think the journey is the point. The journey of kicking. Mm. So if you are meant to kick, then kick away, my friend.
Yes, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And the destination is whatever you're kicking, but the journey is the kick itself. So if it's about the journey, not the destination, you can kick without kicking.
Yes.
It's like a lot of actors who say, you know, my job is auditioning.
Yeah.
And if they don't ever book anything, they're still an actor, I guess.
Hey, if you say you're something, nobody has the energy to argue with you. You're not getting a single fucking paycheck for it? Sure, whatever you want, buddy.
DQ, I don't know if your not a cult had any conception of what the afterlife was like, but is it possible you're being punished? I mean, the one thing you love to do, you can't really do.
I had not considered it as such.
Yeah, maybe the gods, maybe the afterlife, maybe they're telling you to kick rocks.
One thing that I truly love, I can no longer do, except in the most base expression. Well, human, once again, one statement from you has completely turned around my mental state.
Oh.
Whereas before I was enjoying my afterlife and feeling pretty good about things, now I am once again, having spent the most brief of time with you, spiraling down deeper into what seems to be an endless abyss of torment and sorrow. Such is the effect your presence has on my life.
Arnie, you might want to retake the noise you made earlier. Made it sound like it was a good thing. Clearly, it sounds like you've upset him. So do you want to take that noise again?
You know what I want to do? And look, DQ, I love you. You're a good friend. But you see all these scrolls on this table? These are requests from people all over Foon, of me, the greatest warrior of all Foon. And see this scroll? This is a scroll from the Brides of Not a Cult, an organization that reached out to me and asked me to find a way to summon your spectral form and to let you know how unhappy they are with you.
Not a cult. I think I have their cologne.
So your attempt to pull me out of my spiral is to tell me that a group of people is very upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to make me feel better?
No. It's to prove that I am the greatest warrior in all of Foon, you son of a bitch.
Damn, ruthless.
Oh my. What? My gods, this is torment.
DQ, this is going to make you feel even worse. I beat
then,
you.
Then why
I defeated
say it?
You.
What?
I won.
What?
Why?
I do not like this newfound confidence in you, human. It is very off-putting.
Nathaniel, I hate to say it, but doing the quick math in my head, because, of course, famously, Arnie can't. You said yourself, if Arnie would have given you a little bit of food, you would have made it up the ladder, perhaps. Thus, he didn't give you the food. Thus, he did kill you. So that's another notch on his belt. Arnie remains undefeated.
Pull up IMDb.
Okay, let's see here. Let me type in fight. Street Fighter. Raul Julia. What's a Raul Julia?
Ugh. I don't have time to fully give that the credit it deserves.
Kylie Minogue. Blanca. What are these names? I'll say it again. Earthlings have the weirdest names.
But look, DQ, even though I summoned you here, tricked you, and made you feel even worse and kind of, like, ruined your entire afterlife, I would like you to know I still consider you a friend. I'm so happy you're through here, and it's nice to catch up, buddy.
I do not consider you a friend. So that relationship is pretty one-way, one-sided.
Let me type in not friends. Not Phoebe, not Ross, not Chandler. Who are these? Who are these, Arnie? Not Marcel. There's a picture of a monkey. Arnie, what is this? There's a picture of a monkey on here.
How did Arnie summon a ghost?
Usador, when we were in Castle Hawkspire, fighting all of those vampires, I found this life stone. It apparently has a lot of magical properties. Ooh. And I used it to summon a ghost.
Here, can I have it?
DQ, do you remember what you were doing before you came to the tavern?
I was definitely not at the commune of Not a Cult creeping.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Yeah. I was with you till you said the word creeping.
Yeah, I think I'm on Arnie's side now. Arnie, please give me that life stone. I must have its magical powers.
Sure, I already used it. I don't like to use magical things more than once.
Well, you can use it any time. Just ask.
Okay, I won't.
Also, Nathaniel, sorry, buddy. You're a ghost now. If you keep creeping around these maidens like you're going to bag one, you're not. You're not going to bag one.
I just feel like I can do better. And I don't know. Help them somehow. I feel bad. You know how when you know someone is, when they don't like you, you just want to make them like you.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. You can't stand knowing that there's someone out there who doesn't like you, and you feel like maybe you can fix things.
And then over time, maybe eventually those feelings curdle in a terrible way, and you feel like you need to summon and defeat them. It's a universal experience.
Well, I think, Nathaniel Quenyarvan, that now that you are in this ghostly state, move on to some new purpose. You may have, like myself, unfinished business here, and that business may not be with those fine young women of the Not Occult. Perhaps you're meant to do good deeds to make up for the lies that you told those poor souls.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I feel as though I could use a mentor in this new part of my afterlife.
Oh.
Fiang Yalik, can you teach me the ways of ghostliness? Can you show me how to be the best ghost I can be?
Well, I would love to.
You could be the Professor X to his Jean Grey.
Yeah, be his spectral sensei. You, sir, you gotta do it.
Okay, all right, fine, I'll do it. I'll do it. I gotta get a book about ghosts.
But you know things about ghosts firsthand.
Yes, but I want you to read the book. It'll be your textbook. I'll glance through it to make sure it's, you know, right. You know,
that just seems like delegating your responsibility to an object.
Well, the thing is, Arnie, is it all right if I share our little secret here?
I guess so. I've told a bunch of people too, anyway.
Nathaniel, as much as I would love to be your mentor, I am not really a ghost. For there is a terrible secret. I did not really kill the Dark Lord. He is trapped here, but in our basement. And I am looking for some way to set things right.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. So I'm not a ghost. I wish I was a ghost. It seems cool and fun. And it seems like you're going to do a lot of great stuff. Do we know any other ghosts? Oh, well, Chunt, your dad.
My dad's a hunger ghost, absolutely.
Yeah. Daphne, the unwed mother, is probably a ghost. Probably a ghost. Think.
Yeah, we definitely have some ghost hookups if you need, like, more help getting into the ghost community, but it sounds like you're already going to the meetings.
Prefer you don't call my dad a ghost hookup, please.
Sorry, I'm still reeling from this incredible deception. So one member at this table inadvertently led to my death. Viang Yalik, who I trusted, has lied to me. Chunt, is there anything that you'd like to do?
He invented Badger Ball.
Yeah, which, who knows the consequences that'll have on the world. 20 years from now, that could really bite me in the ass.
This has been a very disappointing day.
Aww.
So I suppose I can catalog it right alongside most of the other days that I've had with you. Human.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a total bust. You know, if you don't want to continue to live on Foon, too, you could also just ascend and no longer be a ghost, you know, have your ghostly presence finally ascend and become one with the goddesses.
Oh, yes. Is that an option, Fiang Yalik?
Sure.
Is that on the table? Mm. Is that on this very table that for me? That I could do.
Usador, like, pretending to be a ghost and then revealing you're not a ghost and then, like, giving ghost advice immediately after that. Sure. Not the best look.
Yeah, not a great look. To just tell someone, like, an obvious thing. Oh, have you thought about punching?
Chunt, I trusted you. That is most painful coming from you. Punching?
Sorry.
You want me to try punching with my fists and arms? With these willowy arms that ye and death are still little spindles coming off of my torso?
I didn't think it through. I'm sorry.
DQ, maybe this will make you feel better, because I do feel bad that you seem so completely demoralized. Over the years, we've gotten so many emails from listeners who are worried about you. Here's one. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. My name is Sammy from the United Kingdom on Earth. I just wanted to check in if you checked in with DQ in the dungeon. I hope you haven't forgotten about him. Are you able to get in contact with him via rune to check he's still alive? Thanks, boys. Also, Tom Blaine is my favorite guest. Lots of love, Sammy.
So to recap, other people were reminding you to think of me.
So many emails.
And yet, you did not think of me. Also, thank you for your concern, Sam from the United Kingdom. But I am not your favorite guest.
And you
don't let him die. Don't let him die, but as a guest, could take or leave him. Like, wow.
Now that I think about it, since we left you in the dungeon, we've had Tom Blaine on several times.
So many times. Too many times, almost.
Oh, well, Sam from the UK is happy.
I'm very sorry to hear that you're upset about this, Nathaniel, but, you know, it's just that, you know, certain people like certain guests, and but they must like you enough to have asked about you, to ask after you. I would say that's even more of an honor. And the fact that it turns out that their question should have prompted Arnie to send you food and that you did end up dying, I'm sure is a huge disappointment, if that makes you feel better, too.
It does not. Oh.
Can you turn yourself, because I can shapeshift, like, I can shapeshift into, like, a series of butts. Can you turn yourself into, like, a series of something?
Hmm.
Might boost.
I have not tried to alter my form in this ghostly visage.
Try it out.
Anything?
Whoa, he's one big leg.
Yes.
Hachi machi.
Finally, my true form. Just leg. All right. That's something, I guess. I can work with that.
Huzzah, we've done it.
Perhaps I can become just two legs. Or perhaps three. Or
a series of legs. Why stop at three?
Or perhaps other things.
I mean, I would, considering how you died, I would be concerned about having too many limbs.
You could be an elven centipede.
And now I'm thinking about being torn limb from limb again. So the slightest flicker of hope and inspiration has once again been snuffed out by the people who sit around this table.
Oh, here's another email. What the hell is going on with DQ? Is he still in Castle Skullmaster? Nate in Queens, New York. P.S. Sure do love flour.
Yeah,
I added that last part.
So Nate in Queens, a member of the monarchy, sent you a message to check on me. How often did these messages arrive, would you say? At what frequency?
There's no way to know because I deleted so many of them.
Yeah, they were popping up. It was just like ding, 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 ding. It's like, ugh.
Eventually I figured out how to filter them out.
Yeah, you removed any email that said help in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Help, food, leg, kick, elf, Nathaniel, Quinyarvin, father, hate, human.
I thought about filtering out any email that said DQ, but I really wanted to get those corporate emails from Dairy Queen.
This explains why my emails offering to help with breath control have gone tragically unanswered. User or the Wizard pretending to be a ghost was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger pretending to be a team player was played by Adol Rafai. DQ the Elf, who is really a ghost, was played by special guest Tim Ryder. Tim is a writer and director on the new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000, which can be seen on the Gizmoplex, the new online home of MST3K. More info at gizmoplex.com. Find Mr. Ryder on Twitter at Tim Ryder and on Instagram at Red Ryder BB Gun. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Thousands of stars in the night sky, now invisible thanks to urban light pollution. But they have names like Elizabeth R., Jack Brabson, Microchasm, the envy of much larger chasms who can't fit into teeny tiny spaces, Brandon Lingenfelter, and if you must have a Brandon, make it a Lingenfelter, Adil Mughal, Eric Skull, Mike Natale, Brian Lore, Michael and Maria Grabowski, Renee Mitchell in New Mexico, Emily Jones, Andy Eloise, Clifford T., Nick Harrington, Joanna Giebler, exclamation point added by Joanna, question mark added by me, Adam Canham, Lisa Mia Moore, and Danielle Estes. Patrons get free parking at the Magic Tavern pop-up shop next to the recycling shed at the Greyhound Station downtown, ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month of varying quality. In case you're wondering, we did hit the stretch goal to finish the Shadow City campaign DM'd by Anthony Birch. Those episodes are being edited now, and episode 2 should hit the Patreon later this week. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Brian Lore. Did I get that Patreon name right? I thought I could feel the fabric of reality coming apart as I said it.
You were wonderful, Tim. Looks like you've earned another LaCroix.
Oh, yum. I love knowing I did a good job. And those LaCroix have just the right amount of almost flavor. It's like drinking an old watercolor painting.
Of course. There's a can for you right over there, under those 5 lights.
There are 4 lights.
Don't be silly, Tim. There are 5 lights.
Right. That's what I meant to say. There are 5 lights.
Actually, there are 26 lights.
Yes, 26! I was way off.
Now the lights spell out unlimited wings on Tuesdays.
They sure do. Boy, am I terrible with light details.
No, you're doing great, Tim. Everything is going perfectly.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.